full of cynics. Who want to twist the people's wrist. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on their list. Disagree. Cause when the madman flicks a switch, the nuclear will go for me.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Faces of starvation, but I just cannot see the point. Cause there's so much food here today that no one wants to take away.
Welcome to the Sunday night simulcast worldwide of the Sane Asylum. Honored to be on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com for the final Sane Asylum of 2022 on Sunday nights. Next week is Christmas and everybody's taking off, which will be a nice way to celebrate the holiday. So welcome, everyone. We wanted to do something special tonight, so sought to put together the best power trio since Rush of Truth, which is the one and only, the King of Wednesday Nights, and the benevolent leader who recently annexed Saturday evenings, Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9. How are you, Frederick? And what a great show you did yesterday with Murr Bailey.
But I don't want to be Geddy Lee. How's it going, Giuseppe? And thanks. That was a great show yesterday. I enjoyed working with Murr Bailey. That was fun. So,
yeah, Murr Bailey has superior research skills, that's for sure. Whenever you mention something, before you know it, it pops up in your chat room. So that's great. And we're supposed to also have, it looked like it was good to go, my friend, your friend, John Friend, the remarkable investigative muckraker at American Free Press, Barnes Review, and his own excellent website, The Realist Report, where he does weekly podcasts and puts up all kinds of articles. So we haven't been able to connect with John, but when you use Skype, hopefully he can pop in soon. And if not, Frederick and I will do it as a duo, and hopefully John will show up. So, Frederick,
maybe
not believe
the tap dancing shoes on.
There you go. There you go. Always something.
Got a card trick. You know, always have a card trick.
That's right. Look at my left hand. Don't pay attention to what the right hand's doing.
So right.
That's pretty much how the world works, it seems, these days. So, Frederick, what do you think, man? 2022, what a shitstorm from beginning to end. I mean, it's just... It could literally drive you insane if you pay too much attention to all this. It's coming at us from every which way. And so what are your thoughts looking back at 2022?
Well, I just love your show, The Sane Asylum, where folks like us can get together and say, are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?
Yep.
We're just definitely in acceleration mode. Just the craziness of how far these, you know, the slime mold and the chicken swinger meanies have advanced their agenda at every level. I mean, even here in the mountains of North Kakalaki, in little college town Boone, North Kakalaki, I mean, it is just a globo homo paradise now. They yes. have seized control. And, you know, after 9/11, they moved in, and it's like they run this place now. You know, and no part, you know about it, and yeah, this pushing all the craziness, still pushing COVID. You know, no amount of data of sudden, you know, adult death syndrome, you know, is going to shake them from, you know, pushing the COVID narrative. You know, Fauci can be let out and change, and old Jezebel Everett and the Watauga Democrat, echo, 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 are still going to be going, get the jab, you know, for our community. We love you, mountain queers. You know,
oh, my God.
It's insane up here. But anyway, so back to you.
Well, yeah, and that's the same thing everywhere. You go to a grocery store, you call to get a prescription, and it's on the PA system. Get your COVID booster, get your flu shot, and, you know, on, when you're on hold, don't forget to get your COVID booster. And it's like, and yet the reality, as we've both been covering, is nobody wants it anymore. Everybody sees what a merciless, genocidal attack it is on the great herd of humanity, which the synagogue of Satan obviously calls the Goyim. And but what's interesting is in Japan, they had to destroy 100 million doses that had expired because nobody wants it there. And just recently, United States, 200 million had to be destroyed. And so it's pretty crazy. I mean, and what's really, you know, what I generally happens to me right around Christmas between Thanksgiving, New Year, I start to really look back on my life, and I'm 63, you just turned 60, and what is astonishing to me, and it would drive me mad if I didn't have a deep spiritual practice, is how evil and destroyed this country has become in just our lifetimes. I mean, you know, you were a little boy in the 60s, I was 3 years old than you, and you know, you could walk to the store, you know, you could pick up bread, they wouldn't tell your mom to pay when next time she comes, you know, there was a high trust society, and now you've got somewhere between 400 and a million children disappearing just in the United States alone each year. I mean, the synagogue of Satan, the level of child torture, child organ harvesting, child sexual trade, and then ultimately child sacrifice for the adrenochrome. And yet, you know, the average normie, oh, Giuseppe, oh, BB9, you're anti-Semites. What's wrong with you? I mean, can you believe this?
Oh, it is just total clown world. But the thing is they are never going to admit they're wrong about anything. This is the crazy making part of this chicken swinger supremacist mindset, is they are right about everything and you're wrong about everything. And if they get caught doing something, it just didn't happen. You know, you're seeing things wrong, Giuseppe. You know, you must be crazy, Giuseppe, or, you know, you must be a hater, Giuseppe, you know, and there's no place for people like you in our community, Giuseppe. And yeah, that's the mind games these, you know, pill magicians play. And, you know, it's an intransigent slime mold force that can't be reasoned with. And you know, you just waste all the cycles trying to reason with them. You think you finally have convinced them of your facts, and then the next day they're out on the street saying the exact same dogma they were before, just like they'd never had a conversation with you in their life. You know, that's the maddening part of this.
It's like inbred insanity. I mean, every chicken swinger's cousin, I mean, everyone is like the fourth or fifth cousin, and they have all these genetic diseases, genetic abnormalities because of the inbreeding, and I think that's one of them. I mean, it's just bizarre. I've never seen anything like it, and it's getting so much worse because they used to skulk around. They were afraid that if they pushed too hard, they would be shown the door and on a boat to Israel, but now they don't fear that anymore, and it's just literal insanity around us 24/7.
Well, you know, I think you hit on the head that, you know, our generation watched this, you know, thing that's been in the works for a very long time. That's the thing you have to get your head around, is these people are playing the long game. And so you can't just say, oh, the boomers did this. But it was in our lifetime here in the United States that we went from the homogeneous, high trust, white Christian European society that, you know, was optimistic, you know, that, oh, wow, you know, the sky's the limit. You just had a completely different worldview. And, you know, to see that be destroyed with a bunch of bad data that they deliberately said, you know, the Declaration of Universal Human Rights, you know, the most racist people on the planet, sexist people on the planet, are these Chabad Lubavitch, you know, yes, learned chicken swingers, right? You know, they are hardcore about their racism and their sexism and their elitism, mm-hmm, right? They will, yep, kill you for it. That's part of their religion, right? But, you know, that we got fed all of these big lies, and that it was our job, especially growing in the South, that, oh, we had to have the new South, you know, the tolerant South. Yeah, you can't be racist, you can't be sexist, you know. And we were like the Germans were after World War II, is we had to de-Southernize the South. So all of us, right, grew up in this Pavlovian hell chamber of being told completely conflicting information deliberately. And then we find out just how corrupt the schools had been infiltrated, especially for people like you and I that were taking the advanced placement classes, right? Right. And mm-hmm, it was all about hate your tradition, hate your family, feel white guilt, so, and be pathologically altruistic and stand up for everybody but yourself. And the biggest thing that ever happened in all of humanity was the Holo-Hoax, of course, right? So we have, oh, man, you know, yeah, we have the Olympics of, you know, victim class Olympics. We had the gold medal, right? And yeah, that's what we grew up with. And now, you know, the realities of race realism, and we see what happened to South Africa, we see what happened to Rhodesia, what we, yes, see what happening now in Australia and every white nation, and you realize, oh my God, we're under attack. The meanies are coming. The meanies are here, and they want us dead. And there's no place for us in their new world order. And I'm against it, as I say.
I'm totally against it. Sam, if you could cue up clip number 4, please. This is an excellent compilation, Frederick. And what's funny is everything that you'd look at as the main trends, news stories of 22, the scamdemic falling apart, but yet the transnational big pharma types still pushing for boosters and the new trivalent death jab, and then you the continued insanity of Cambridge Dictionary just came out with a new definition of what a woman and a man is to try and gin up this mentally ill tranny movement that we're supposed to all suddenly embrace and think is so great, and that, you know, the economic assault, you know, realistic inflation is 40%+ for all of us. And so this has all been part of the plan, and this clip really is a compilation that really shows that the Great Reset, the Build Back Better, the Jew World Order, it's not going away. It's only getting worse. So here we go. Clip number 4, please. Uh-oh. Well, okay.
Safe. If not everybody is vaccinated.
Are you vaccinated, if I
yes.
may ask?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm very pro-vaccination. Yeah. I believe the science is unequivocal.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
Just think of sensors.
Not me.
Planted into our brains.
Basically, implanted in your skull. So... but it would be flush with your skull. So you basically take out a chunk of skull, replace, put the Neuralink device in there. You put the electrode, you'd insert the electrode threads very carefully into the brain.
It doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
It's a fusion of the physical, the digital, and the biological world. That's really the essence of the fourth industrial revolution.
A merger with
biological intelligence and machine intelligence.
An effort for man to merge with machine in a healthy way.
Yes.
To beat machines, you basically have to merge with machines.
Most likely, yes.
As work is changing, is a universal basic income really a solution to this problem?
I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income. And I think some kind of a universal basic income is going to be necessary.
Decarbonization of the economy.
Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
I mean, my top recommendation, honestly, would be just to have a carbon tax.
This global reset is necessary.
Unbelievable, Frederick. It ties together the whole nonsense, the FAUX faux science of man-made carbon. I mean, the basic, this is a war against God, isn't it? It's a war against our creator.
It really is. I mean, that's how you have to look at it, is these entities, you know, this group of people, slime mold, decided that basically God is dead and they have to assume the role of gods of the planet, and they're going to fix the world under the banner of Tikkun Olam, and like gods, they are above good and evil. Also, part of their doctrine is they feel that evil is a more efficient means to an end, and if you're pursuing noble pursuits like their utopia, then the ends justify the means. And this was a big part of everybody from Sabbatai Zevi to Jacob Frank, all the way up to philosophers at our universities like Leo Strauss, right, that had the noble lie theory that Paul Wolfowitz and all the PNAC group, you know, studied under and justified their actions on, you know, the 9/11 and anthrax operations based on his philosophies. And so it's just this, you know, we are the gods of the planet now. And a friend of mine, Von Hash, pointed this out to me in a chat room the other day, that Elon Musk is a huge fan of a fellow by the name of Ian Banks, who was a sci-fi writer who did a culture series, several volumes in this culture series. Did you ever read that?
Yes, series? That is very good. I read it, man, like 30 years ago or something, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I'm having to play catch-up because that was one of those series. I was thought I had read all of the main series, the Ringworld series, the Dune series, yeah, and the Foundation series, right, back in the day. But this one, I guess, slipped by me, so I'm having to, you know, really catch up on the culture series, and my friend Von Hash is, you know, warping me through it real fast. But it's really scary when you start seeing this utopia they're going for in the culture series, and people like the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and Elon Musk, you know, kind of the same global elitist group that is acting in concert with one another to go against any type of nationalism and representative government. So this is, you know, this great treason on high that we're seeing unfolding. So back to you.
Oh, well stated. And it's a war on sanity. It's a war on real humans. And Sam, if you could cue up clip 8, that would be great. It's literally now a war on truth itself. These Satanists, and that's what they are. They are. They literally want to lead, terraform the planet. I mean, let's face it, the transnational corporations controlled by these meanie beanies have wiped out almost 80% of all species in the last 100 years on this planet. We just heard that lunatic Schwab talk about, we'll all have brain implants. I'm not. But they will all have, and they'll be shorting out like one of those weird movies, and we'll be left, and then we can make things right. But it's unbelievable that even the truth itself is under attack. And there's something going on this weekend called AmFest by Turning Point. It's a conservative organization, and Matt Walsh, I really like his work. He took on the trannies, he took on the woke types with his What Is a Woman documentary, and he gave a speech, and this is part of that speech. Please play clip 8, Sam.
Our first and foremost job right now is to fight for, defend, and promote truth. Because truth itself is under attack in a way that we have never seen before in the history of the human race. There is a war being waged on reality And that is where we must be primarily engaged. We are arguing not just for propositions that happen to be true, but for truth as a concept, for the very existence of truth. That's what we're arguing for. Because the people on the other side, they not only promote untrue ideas and make untrue claims about the world, but they also deny that anything such as truth exists to begin with. We all get our own truth, they say. This is my truth. That's your truth. And so every objective truth claim is false automatically, according to them. Except the claim that there is no truth. That somehow is still true.
Frederick, isn't my truth objective truth is actually delusion? I mean, it's not, truth is truth, right? Facts are facts.
Well, one would think, however, right. There are those in the chicken swinger club, the meanie beanie chicken swingers of the world, that was part of the weaponization of language. You know, when you know, these spellcasters, you know, in the Frankfurt School, you know, basically were saying there is no such thing as objective truth. The truth is whatever you need it to be at that time to get your way. And this gets into that whole Jewish mindset of always winning an argument. And, you know, the idea of pill pull, it's just, you know, you could, you know, argue the exact opposite thing the next day that you totally believed in than you did today, and that's completely logical. The whole point is to win the argument. So this gets into that real politic of a master mindset, of a God mindset, that you always have to be right. So the truth is what you say it is. And you know, that, you know, we saw that move in from the Frankfurt School into Columbia University and Black Mountain College out in Nashville, North Kakalaki, and then into Appalachian State University, the OSS, and now the CIA. And we're seeing, you know, how as more and more gets exposed to the CIA shenanigans, that it was all based in this philosophy of, you know, we are going to go in and start manipulating people to believe whatever we want them to, and our power of media, our power of psychological warfare, we will be able to accomplish this, to basically tell them, you know, that the sky is green and the grass is blue, and they will believe us, you know.
Wow, just like that that famous scene in 1984, where how many lights are there? Yeah,
exactly. You know.
Oh man, that's awful.
Sam,
if you could.
Five.
Yes, exactly. Sam, if you could cue up clip 7, please. It's really disturbing, Frederick. As we mentioned, no one wants to take this bubonic Jew jab anymore. They all know. In fact, I thought it was, you know, I have a dark sense of humor. It keeps me sane after 50 years of deeply researching all this, what I now call conspiracy studies, because they're not theories where they're real and they're happening. So it's like Fetzer's the dean of conspiracy studies now. And so what blows my mind and made me laugh is the 38-year-old head of Canada's brutal COVID lockdown, where they wouldn't let people go to the stores. It's funny how all the crown countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and to a slightly lesser degree, the United Kingdom, were just brutally assaulted by this Orwellian totalitarian boot on their neck. And so the Sam, if you could, this is what's coming to Australia. They recently put this proposal in, and if it passes, you do not want to live in Australia. Please play clip 7, Sam.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more, Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Layla, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour. Now, the recommendation recommendations were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry. They're reforms that are being considered by the Morrison government, with the chairman saying there is merit to remove the veil of being anonymous. Layla?
Unbelievable, Frederick. I mean, you know what's coming next. Then you tie your universal basic income to your social credit score, and before you know it, that's going to be the way of life in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United Kingdom. I mean, I hope they defeat that.
All right, and when you look at that positioning, you know, they consider that the Pacific region, you know, that is just their region of economic commerce. And so they want basically the same thing in China as, you know, that whole region through Australia, New Zealand, so that, you know, you have no more, you know, government of the people. You are a slave. You're either a good slave or a bad slave, and we will be determining that, and we're going to monitor your shopping, and we're going to make the decisions for you, because you will make the wrong decisions. This is part of the game theory. When you study the people that were really designing this, like Robert J. Almond, who's, you know, one of those guys that came to MIT and then went back to Israel and plotted, you know, the run up to 9/11 and how to game theory 9/11 on the world, especially the United States. It's like, this is how we're going to manipulate them. And so, yeah, these are the type of people. The mindset is they think they're doing good because you will make the wrong decision because you're a stupid goy. So we're going to basically impose Talmudic Noahide law on you through artificial intelligence and control every aspect of your life for your own good, because if we leave it up to your free will, you'll make a mess of it. And that is the really the mindset of these people.
Yeah, the you know, it's interesting to me how their foundation of their satanic religion in the 20th century and the 21st century is this lie of the Holocaust. And it's amazing how many meanie beanies insert themselves into movements that they really don't belong in, like No Virus Movement has people like Stefan Lanka and Tom Cowan, and all of a sudden there's a grifting Jewish psychiatrist named Andrew Kaufman who's suddenly an expert, right? And the conservative movement, you have so many people who, you know, are dual citizen traitors. And there's one guy, I always viewed him as a boorish, bloviating, blowhard Dennis Prager, but the dude's built an empire. And he wrote a column, Frederick, on Tuesday, December 6th, and the headline reads, "If Holocaust deniers don't go to hell, there is no God." I mean, if ever this would be a sign to anyone that, look, this guy is not to be trusted in any way or not to be paid attention to, but he supposedly even has a Prager University. My God, this is over the top.
Right, but he's a conservative, right? You know, all those traditional values except for Holocaust denial and truth, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so many of these clowns are like that. Same thing with, like, the Reverend John Hagee. I mean, they propped him up with lots of good Hasbro funds to make his multi-million-dollar empire out there in Austin, Texas. And, you know, but the guy behind the scenes, of course, is Ehud Barak's cousin, Dennis Brog. David Brog, who's also the guy behind all of these Maccabee outfits on college campus, the Hillel groups, but also the Maccabee Task Force to weaponize all these Jewish kids on these college campuses to shut down any discussion of truth and to be reporting the wrong think of these anonymous people. I mean, they love to dox people. You know, it's like, you question the Holocaust, we're going to, you know, throw you in prison. You know, and our friend Graham Hart, you know, just got out of the chicken shack for basically writing a song and coming on our Christmas shows. Yeah, you get your head around that. My father fought in World War II to supposedly free, you know, Europe and the UK from, you know, the dark tyranny of National Socialism, right? But instead, you know, white Englishmen, from a proud corn guy from Cornwalls, thrown in the chicken shack for 2 years for, you know, mocking these people. And they're like, we can't be mocked. You know, that's how arrogant they are. And they will throw people in, you know, artists in jail.
Yep. It seems a little late. Sam, are we going to have a bottom of the hour break? It usually is going by now. Oh, 10 seconds. All right, everybody stay tuned. We miss John Friend, but the great Frederick C. Blackburn is here, and I'm here. And after the breaks, we'll open up the phones and talk about what you want to talk about for the final 30 minutes of 2022 Sane Asylum. Stay tuned after these messages.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com.
On these winter nights, lighting up the houses and trees with a warm delight, turning each street into a wonderland. Those who have grown into a child again. Every little light is important in its own way. Every little light is preparing for Christmas Day. Although the world says that there is no room, stables and stars whisper a welcome tune. And we open our minds, think like a child again. Open our hearts, wish the whole world were friends. Send out a hope that prays to make it real. Send out a love so the whole world can feel. Every little light, every little light.
All right, welcome back to the Sunday Night Worldwide simulcast of the Sane Asylum on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. I'm your host, Giuseppe. Some people call me the G-Man. And this is the final half hour of 2022. And just want to ask, if you can at all, support republicbroadcasting.org. This was the house that John Stadtmiller built, and sadly, he passed last year. It's been about a year, over a year now. And it hasn't been easy. I mean, this could have all fallen apart, and the people in the back end bent over backwards, worked together, still on the air. But it's tough. And there's a very cool thing going on right now. Number one, if you can go to the RBN store, you hear the same great product announcements I hear, or you can donate. But there's something special going on right now. They're having a sale of original books from John Stadtmiller's library. So these are the information sources that John Stadtmiller himself felt were important to have and owned. And you can now own one of John Stadtmiller's books. Yeah, the donation started at $100, I believe, and if you can afford more, please donate more. And if you're interested, go to republicbroadcasting.org and take a look at the homepage news feed. Or better yet, call Sam, one of the heroes in the back end, at 800-724-2719, extension 3. And again, that's the 800 number. Call Sam, 800-724-2719, extension 3. And please, if you can, buy one of John's books and help continue his legacy of truth. All right, it's that time. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we'd love to hear from you. There's so much to talk about, the year in review, what's coming. The call-in number is area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And before we go on, Frederick, please tell our worldwide audience how they can follow your excellent efforts.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah, I do the Breakfast Club show on Wednesday night, which is from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time on both Spreaker and Speak Free Radio. And then I have a Saturday night show, the Saturday Snack Shack show, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time, which is 6 to 7 Central time, here on RBN. And that also goes out on Spreaker. So and it's awesome. Colin's show, so that's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. And next week is Christmas Day, and RBN is taking off to let everybody enjoy a Merry Christmas. But the following day, Sunday, is New Year's Day, and it's going to be very special. Starting at 6 p.m. Central or 6 p.m. Eastern, one or the other, it is we're going to be working together, Frederick, myself. We're going to pull in a lot of other people. We're going to have you know, round tables and not the traditional format. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, of course, we'll be taking a lot of your calls. So New Year's Day, I'm sure we can convince the King of Sunday Night coming up next, Robert Ravel, to be part of it. It'll be Frederick C. Blackburn, myself, Giuseppe, and we have a lot of friends in the Truth Movement, and we're going to pull some in. So it's going to be a real fun night and special, and we want you to be a part of it. So don't forget to tune in New Year's Eve, starting at 6 p.m. and running till midnight. So it's going to be a lot of cool things going on. All right, so we have our first caller, Jack from California. Welcome, Jack. Merry Christmas, and what's on your mind?
Tikkun olam, my Gentile friends. Amalek is on the rise. Hey, man, I'll tell you. These Jews hate the truth, and they can't face the truth. And if you know the truth and you stick it right in their face, they can't face you. They can't look at you. And you'll experience the hive mind, is that they'll know that you know. You ever experienced that yourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I always say, if you piss off one of them, you pissed off them all.
Yeah,
so that's the weapon. That, you know, I'm a solutions guy, and I want to empower the listening audience out there. And, you know, if you're empowered by listening to guys like Frederick C. Blackburn and Giuseppe's shows, you're going to learn something, and you're going to be able to take that knowledge and use it as arsenal against them. And you shouldn't be afraid to not use it. Jesus Christ, you know, shot them down with the truth. And they're going after the truth because they're scared of it. And if you're not exercising the truth, well, you know, then you're really just cutting your own throat, because it's the only thing you've got. And it really works against them. So I would challenge everyone out there to learn what Tikkun Olam and Amalek means from Frederick C. Blackburn on his show. And stick it in their face and tell them, I know you guys are trying to depopulate the white Christian European race around the world. That's what your Talmud, Tikkun Olam, it's Jewish utopia, reimagining and healing the world. We know what you're up to. And I tell you, just watch and see how they respond.
Well, that's a great point, Jack. And Frederick, would you like to give everybody a quick debriefing on what Tikkun Olam means and Amalek is?
Well, basically, Tikkun Olam is this messianic Marxist theory of fixing the world, right? That, you know, the world has been broken, the fall, so it's up to them as the God-men to repair it. And the way they're justifying this is with their 613 mitzvahs. There's three about always remember what Amalek did to us. You must blot out Amalek completely, kill men, women, children, and cattle, you know, and never, ever forget. The only problem is archaeologists have never been able to find any group of people in that area that went by the name of Amalek. And so what this has morphed into is basically anybody who stands up against Jewish supremacy is an uppity Amalek and has to be taken out. And so that is basically with the whole strategy behind the post-Charlottesville mantra of white supremacists. Do a Google search on the term white supremacist, and it really didn't exist in the lexicon until after Charlottesville, but suddenly white supremacists are the new Amalek that have to be blotted out. And basically it means white European people, especially Christians. And this is what these little junior Maccabees that are in all these Hillel chapters and, you know, and all these synagogues, that's what they're talking about. You know, it's basically white genocide.
And they look like a deer in headlights when you tell them. And you could see, oh, well, you're God's chosen people, huh? I know you're a liar. You're lying right to my face. Look at my eyes, man. And they can't. They'll look away. They'll shun away from the truth.
Yeah, they'll call you an anti-Semite because they can't call you a liar.
Oh, you're gaslighting, Frederick. You're gaslighting.
Yes, fall under my spell.
I'll tell you two things. They're all gang stalkers, and I've had a Jewess try to get me involved into QAnon during the Trump administration in the second year. Didn't fall for it. I immediately disconnected from her. And then recently had either a Shabbos boy or a crypto Jew or a Jew try to send me some radical conservative stuff over Facebook and in a private message. And I immediately shut him down and said, you know, I don't want to talk to you. I don't like you. Don't communicate with me. But this is how they try to entrap you. And then they call up their friends over at the FBI after they've entrapped you with some, you know, their, you know, Jewish mind control traps or however they want to work it. And, you know, you just got to be keen and call them out at every step. That's all I got to say, gentlemen. Have a good evening. Thank you for giving me the call.
Thanks for the call.
That's a great point. And by the way, that beautiful song, that Christmas song that coming out of the break, that was my dear friends, the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. It's called Every Little Light, and it's available at their website. And if you've never seen, they take like November, December, and they put together this amazing concert spectacle. They love Christmas, and they do up the stage, and they do all these Christmas songs and original songs. And that is such a beautiful song. So shout out to the Slambovian Circus of Dreams for trying to bring a little joy and love via music. And they're probably one of the best independent bands in the world today. And if, go to slambovia.com and check them out. Our next caller is Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello, Giuseppe. Hello.
Hey, Vinny. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I really appreciated your show you did with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, looking at the career of Stanley Kubrick, Part 1. And,
great. Yeah, that was
I wanted to bring up something to you. Do you know who was Stanley Kubrick's last wife, his third and last wife?
I could pretend and quickly look up on Wikipedia, but no, I don't.
It's really interesting because it proves the point that Stanley Kubrick, what made him great was that he was one of these 1 in 10,000 super bright Jews, but he also didn't really care what other Jews thought of him. He was kind of like a Ron Unz or a Bobby Fischer or a brother Nathaniel. I mean, and to prove it was his third wife was the niece of German film director named Wieck Harlan. And Wieck Harlan made Jude Zeus, which was, you know, which Jews say is the most anti-Semitic film ever made. In fact,
no kidding.
They wanted his wife's, her uncle at Nuremberg, they wanted him hung just like they hung Julius Streicher, you know, the publisher of Der Stürmer. And what happened was when Kubrick was in Germany making the film Paths of Glory, the final scene is a German girl singing a folk song, and the French soldiers, you know, the executed guys in their company who had, you know, for cowardice, and now they're being forced to send to the front, and they're really miserable and downhearted, and they see this German peasant girl singing this song, and, you know, they kind of get themselves together. It's very emotional because, you know they're trapped in this insane brothers war, but what else can they do? And the girl that Kubrick cast was this Christine Harlan. Her family were these super intelligent, really creative musical and theatrical family, and she was an opera singer, and she sang the song. He meets her, marries her, in part also because he wanted to meet the uncle. And what happened was he marries her, and he comes to realize that, you know, as the Holocaust narrative starts taking off in Germany, life is going to be really hard for her. The Harlan family, there's numerous documentaries about how, you know, the Harlan family was just persecuted, and some of them broke and become, you know, super, super woke lefties. And, you know, it's just a fascinating story. But Jude Zeus, the character of Jude Zeus, is based on a real German early 18th century Jew who destroyed the career of this German duke by, you know, financial you know, everything Jews do, you know, lechery, corruption. Right. And he ends up getting hung. Now, in the 19th century, in the 20th century, after Leo Frank, and you saw how Jews rallied around Leo Frank, the same thing was happening in Germany. They were going to make a hero and a martyr out of Jude. His name was Oppenheimer, Zeus Oppenheimer, or I can't remember the first name. So what happens when the German, when the National Socialists come in power, all these Jews are promoting this propaganda, flee to Britain, and they make a propaganda in Britain in 1934. Goebbels is outraged, and he finally gets this other film that he thinks tells the true story, that this guy was, you know, every single time, typical Jewish behavior. But after World War II, Victor's Justice at Nuremberg, they want to send, you know, Veit Harlan to the gallows, and somehow, you know, there are at least a few rational people who realize that this guy was a great filmmaker and didn't deserve this. But, you know, I just thought for Kubrick to do something like that really tells you that, you know, this guy was, you know, he wouldn't take shit from anybody. I'm sorry for saying that.
What's interesting, Vinny and Frederick, I'll get your thoughts in a second, is, you know, clearly there are Jews who know that their beliefs are not in line with the synagogue of Satan. And Kubrick's final film, Eyes Wide Shut, tried to expose all that and it got him killed. And so, Frederick, did you know any of that interesting backstory that Vinny was telling? Or it's fascinating.
No, that was some good data dots there.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. I was reminded of the other director that was hung for his film, Occult Forces or Forces Occult, and he was the director, and he went by Paul Rich, but his real name was Jean Mamie, and he was also hung because he was exposing Freemasonry. And you know, for those who know my work, you know, back in the 80s when I was a young man, I went through the whole Freemason thing, and so when I watched this Forces Occult, it was, oh my God, yeah, there's nothing. Well, there's no lie in this. There's no, you know, inaccurate thing. But that was the reason they hated it. Same with Stanley Kubrick, is, you know, you're saying too much. And I would love to find the mysterious, what is it, 30 Minutes Missing?
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, after he died, you know, the 30 minutes of Eyes Wide Shut went missing.
That would be unbelievable. Vinny, any follow-up thoughts?
Yeah, just... If for people who want more background on Kubrick, his wife Christiane and her brother, who was also a Harlan, they made several documentaries on Kubrick that are worth looking at. I think one's Kubrick, The Life in Film, and there's a documentary called Film Worker, and it's by his name is Leon Vitali, and he played Lord Bullington in Barry Lyndon. It's really interesting. It showed that, you know, Kubrick was not a recluse. He just wanted to protect his family. And, you know, because he didn't travel in public, other Jews adopted his, he had imposters, Jewish imposters of Kubrick. One of them was going around and trying to audition children, and he was a pedophile. Another guy swindling other people. So this is, there's just so much amazing stories about Kubrick. He's just a fascinating character.
Oh yeah, yeah. That I've always really embraced his films and his genius. Literally, the dude's a genius. And to find out more that he wasn't your typical chicken swinger, it makes his body work even more appealing. Frederick, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, there is that element within the, you know, Jewish intellectuals that see that this plan is not going to work. And they've been trying to say, this is not going to work. You're not going to pull it off. And they're usually completely given the tribal treatment for their efforts. I kind of would put people like Harlan Ellison in that. Yeah,
right.
Stanley Kubrick is just that, you know, this, you know, religious Zionism thing is, you know, flawed from the start. You're never going to pull it off, and it's going to be the destruction of the Jewish people if you keep going with this. And so you have those people warning from when in the Jewish system, but Jewish Mashiach law it makes it sure, you know, clear that, yeah, they're not heard from for very long. I mean, look at what happened to David Cole, David Stein, you know, when he did his film at Auschwitz.
That's an excellent point. Well, we're coming to the end of the show and the end of the year. Frederick, it's been such an honor to work with you, and we will continue to do so. And in 2 weeks, on Sunday night, New Year's night, we're going to be putting together some really cool roundtables with lots of guests and lots of calls, not the typical formatting. So in 2 weeks, tune in. And so your final thoughts, Frederick?
Oh, just a pleasure as always. I just hate Mr. John Friend wasn't able to join us. I hope everything's okay with him. You know, I always enjoy working with him.
Yeah,
but we've done a lot of really good shows this year, and I, you know, really enjoyed working with you, and look forward to working with you in the new year. And definitely on New Year's Day, we're going to knock it out of the park. Have a barn burner, as we call it.
There you go. That's it. And I know John had to bow out last week because he had a nasty pathogen, so maybe he fell asleep or something. But he's a dependable guy. I'm sure he had just an innocuous reason like that. And once again, Frederick, tell everybody when your shows are on.
Yeah, Wednesday nights, Wacky Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Spreaker and Speak Free Radio. And also on Saturday, the Snack Shack Show from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Republic Broadcasting.
Yep, and you can follow your Lost Weekend of Truth with Giuseppe Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m., Fridays, 7 to 9 on the Sabbath, your Messiah must rest. And then Sunday nights, the fastest hour in talk radio right here, the Sane Asylum on RBN and Speak Free Radio. And Frederick, we still have a couple minutes. What do you see coming for 2023 in the first half of year?
Oh, cake and ice cream and unicorns and rainbows, my friend. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I pulled a clip, and I don't know that we have enough time to play it, but Cliff High was using his amazing data analysis tools and saying that he believes 2023 is when all these literal demons who foisted the scandemic and the bubonic Jew jab and everything else upon us, that he thinks that the masses are going to rise up and start taking them out. And I would find that highly entertaining and appropriate myself. So.
Well, especially when we discover more and more about this Unit 269, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Talpiot, you know, Ehud Barak operation, and just where these 400,000 children went missing. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of public outrage when that's all said and done.
So. And also, I think there's going to be a ton of outrage over Samuel Bankman-Fried and his stealing of literally knocking on $1 trillion with this huge scam he ran, and he made Bernie Madoff look like a weaselly little meanie beanie on the corner in New York, running three-card money scams. That's how insane this Bankman-Fried thing is. I think that's why they're pushing to have this war go hot, because there's so many ways that this can all fall apart for the synagogue of Satan right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is making Enron look like small potatoes. I mean, this guy is just insane,
right?
The stuff he's done. I heard right before the show that his so-called ex-girlfriend has now flipped on him and is working with prosecutors against him. So you're doomed when your ex-girlfriends get in the mix, dude.
Uh-oh. Well, on behalf of Frederick, this is Giuseppe. Merry Christmas. Hope you have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night,
yes,
everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.